This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Welcome in. This is the latest edition of the Character Concerns Podcast. My name is Christian Osero, joined as always by my guy, Jay Binkley. We are a week and a half away from the start of the 2025 NFL Draft. How you feeling, Bink?
I love it, man. I mean, it's what we do. It's what we like. And it's been, what, 3 years now doing this show?
Yeah, this is our third draft.
Started Kansas City, went right through Detroit. Now we're in Green Bay, and the best is yet to come, but it's become bigger and bigger every year. Obviously, the draft, we started this because it's in our city in Kansas City.
Right.
It's why we started the podcast. We had Nick Schwartz with us in.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, it's gotten so much bigger. I mean, everybody talks draft. It has gradually become bigger and bigger. It's just like the schedule release. No one cared about the schedule release, and all of a sudden they started caring about it.
Yep.
Well, the draft is awesome. And next week, and not only that, Chris, on some of the coverage, of course, we'll have your coverage for most of the draft, except for Friday night.
Thursday night.
We have 12 hours worth of live draft coverage on Thursday night and Saturday alone.
Right.
And we're on Saturday and we're on Monday. But ABC put out their lineup because it's going to be ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network. Dude, it's got like Reese Davis, Peter Schrager. I mean, it's going to be hard because Schrager is actually low-key very good at the draft.
He's great at it.
He was number two last year when they raided the mockers.
Yeah.
That's how good he is.
He's always usually like one of the top 10 every year.
People don't look at him like in the same vein they do like a Rappaport or Girardi or those kind of goes. But to be honest with you, he's probably just as good or better.
He's very well connected, and he doesn't have like an agenda like some of these mockers do. So
there's no agenda with him. That's why I like him, man.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, I'm getting excited every time I see this, and they're putting out the announcers today, and we just found out a couple days ago who the invitees are to the combine, which is always risky. Like if you're Jalen Milroe or Jackson Dart and you got invited,
you gotta ask some questions there.
You gotta hope you're not Will Levis, just sitting in the green room, and then you leave the next day before you even drafted.
Then you end up like Geno did back in 2013, though Geno stayed.
Yeah, regardless, we're having a good time. This is where teams are made. As Daniel Jeremiah put it on Twitter, he doesn't see it full of a lot of star power, but he sees it full of starters.
Yeah.
As far as this draft is
concerned. I agree with that. Yeah. Like I said, I don't see a lot of star power at the top, but I think there's going to be a lot of very good players that come out of it. And I think there are probably some guys that we see on like day two that end up being like superstar type players.
To me, this is the end all be all of how teams are built. You got to be good at the draft or you're not going to be good at all. But bottom line,
right?
Teams that suck at the draft. Philadelphia won a Super Bowl last year because of the draft.
Because they draft incredibly
because
well.
Because they draft extremely well. And Howie Roseman knows what he's doing. But if you can't draft, forget about it. I brought it up the other day on After Hours. What, seven teams in the last decade that spent the most money in free agency didn't even make the playoffs? No teams made the actual Super Bowl that spent the most. And as far as top three spending teams, Only half of that made the postseason the next year. But you got to do damage in the draft. Go out and sign all your free agents that you want. But if you're not drafting well, you're not going anywhere.
Exactly. And you can kind of tell because that's the reason why those teams are spending so much in free agency because they don't draft very well generally.
Yeah, or unless you're Brett Veach and you got to figure out what your problem is.
Yeah.
The Chiefs have three guys right now that are the top paid at their particular positions. Creed Humphrey, Chris Jones, and Harrison Butker.
Yep.
Those guys, Chris Jones, every defensive lineman, Butker, every kicker. But Trey Smith sits in there as well. He's not mentioned, but he will.
He will.
He'll be the top guard. So that's four positions out of 24. Right. If you
drafted partner. Three of those guys. Only one you did.
Creed Humphrey, a second rounder, would have been a first rounder. Trey Smith, sixth rounder, that's going to be the highest paid player in the league at his position.
And then obviously Chris Jones, second
rounder. Chris Jones, not even a first rounder.
Yep. So I mean,
Harrison Butker, not even drafted.
Yeah, he was a guy they got off the Panthers practice squad.
So this is Veach problems.
Yeah.
When you draft somebody and it's worth a lot more, it's like flipping a house. Like the minute you get involved in it, it goes up in price.
So we're going to do our final full first round, full 32 mock here. We have, obviously, are we going to do any trades? You down with any trades?
You know what? We could do trades. Here's the thing. It gets pretty complicated.
Yeah, that's my thing.
It's such a shot in the dark, and you got to be extreme. It's like winning a lottery if you're going to guess that right. Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't think they trade out of the first round, to be honest with you. Could they trade and could they get back in?
I'm just talking about for teams in general, not for the Chiefs.
Well, there hadn't been any yet, which is really weird. We're a week away and we haven't seen a trade yet, and that never happens.
Right. So ever. I say we keep it as is.
Keep it as is. I think it's more legit. I mean, it's a pie in the sky predicting trades in National Football. Like, sure, there's going to be some, but this could be the year that's not. I mean, it's not trending to be because there's so many lower grade guys as far as first round grades that a lot of people look at them as second round grades.
Yeah.
So. I don't see it. And there's not that one guy you jump in and get, unless it's like a Luther Burden. Maybe someone's desperate for a Derek Harmon or a Walter Nolan,
right?
And they make the jump. Or Tedder McMillan continues to slide, and some team's like, no, I want him.
I can see some after 15. I think once you get after 15, if there's like a player to the slide, like you brought up McMillan, or if, like, let's say Golden falls, I can see that.
But if those guys fall, there's a reason.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Like, if they get in the 20s, there's a real reason why they're doing it.
Yeah, so like
that's. And I don't think teams want to give up draft capital because this draft, like I said, this Daniel Jeremiah, not loaded with stars, but starters.
Yeah. So you're going to get the first pick. Since last time we did the full 32, I got the first overall pick. So you get first overall pick this time, and we are going to start this.
I get there's no reason.
You're going to go Cam Ward, right?
And if you're listening, by the way, our draft party next Thursday night, the landing, if you predict the most right, but you get more points if you get the right team.
Right.
If you're not going Cam Ward at number one, don't even show up.
Don't even try. So you're obviously going to go Cam
obviously.
Ward then. Okay. So Cam Ward, quarterback out of Miami, going to the Titans at number one overall. So now we're at number two overall with the Browns on the clock. I think this one's easy. Travis Hunter, cornerback/wide receiver out of
It was Abdul Carter for the longest time. Then it was Travis Hunter, obviously the Vegas favorite to go number two. Do you know what's funny is, like today, I've seen a couple of mocks, not a bunch, but a couple where he still had Abdul Carter number two. I'll be honest with you. There's a chance he's not even number three. I mean, it's leaning heavily at this point towards Shedeur Sanders at number three.
That's what I said 2 weeks ago. I was like, I think Shedeur's probably going to go third overall.
So unless Vrabel says, I need you, Abdul Carter, but I think it's going offensive line. So we'll see.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Travis Hunter, second overall to the Browns here.
Good choice.
Easy pick. So we got the Giants third overall. I assume Shedeur.
You know what though?
Or are you gonna go Abdul?
I'm going Abdul because I think Abdul is the third best player in this draft. And you know what? So much wishy washiness. Abdul Carter tweets out the other day, picture of Lawrence Taylor, man. That's his bloodline right there, baby. He wants to be the next LT. If LT is not a Giant, they got problems. I like Shedeur, but that ain't the answer in New York.
Okay. So you're gonna go Abdul Carter?
Abdul Carter.
All right, Abdul Carter.
Was that what you would have done, or we would have gone Shedeur?
I would have gone Shedeur.
It's leaning that way, but I can't do it.
I think it's either or. I think John Mayer is going to tell them, take Shedeur. I think that's going to be a John Mayer.
Here's the thing. Brian Daboll only saves his job if they draft Shedeur.
Right.
Because if they draft Abdul Carter, they're still going to suck.
Yeah.
And because now you get the Saints in here that possibly need a quarterback for the year, and where the Giants going to be. And if you have a rookie quarterback, you can say, well, look at Shedeur. He made progress through the year. Give me another year.
Yeah.
But I think Abdul Carter is a better player, to be honest. The only reason I don't like him at number two with Cleveland is because they just gave Myles Garrett all that money.
Right.
Like, they need somebody to catch the football.
Yeah.
And that's Travis
Hunter. And the thing is, I don't think the Browns want to sit around and wait. to get good. That's why I don't think player. They're going to take Shador.
When we look at this draft 10 years from now or 15 years back and we go back and look at it, Travis Hunter's name will stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
It's like, well, how did he slide to 3 or 4? Yo!
That's why I think Hunter's going to go.
Yeah, I do too.
I think so now we got Patriots on the clock at 4th overall. This one's tough because I'm kind of between Mason Graham and Will Campbell. I think of the guys we have, because like right now, top 5, Ted Oral McMillan, Mason Graham, Ashton Jeanty, Will Campbell, Jahdae Barron.
I'm with you on Will Campbell. It's where the tea leaves all say.
I think best available is Mason Graham, but I think they'll take Will Campbell.
But I mean, let's think about this for a second, though. Got Mike Vrabel, defensive-minded. He understands, respects the need to be good defensively and stop everybody defensively. Yeah, I'm sure he wants to help Drake May out. No, make no question about it. But just remember who and what Mike Vrabel is.
Yeah, and I agree with that. But
to me, Will Campbell, yeah, he's kind of a tough guy and everything. But don't forget, this is what I think they do. It's what people on paper think they do.
Yeah.
But Mike Vrabel is all about defense.
And but also he does value having an offensive line.
I get it.
When he was in Tennessee, they had a real, real good.
I just don't think the short armed offensive lineman Will Campbell's the answer.
I think he's gonna move inside.
Who magically had his arms grow an inch?
Yeah,
to the pro day.
I think Will's gonna move inside. I think Will's gonna be a really good guard. I don't think he's a tackle.
Then they put out this BS that it was an NFL authorized guy doing the measurements. Well, how in the hell?
How does it change?
Do you have NFL official guys doing it at the combine, and then you grow an inch down in Baton Rouge? Yeah. I call bullshit.
Yeah. So,
pardon my French, but it is a podcast.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna go Will Campbell here with the Patriots 4th overall because I just think they're going to want to make sure that they got their O-line set up there. Because this is a very good tackle class. Very good tackle class. So you can go defensive tackle later. So I'm going to go with Will Campbell, 4th overall here to the Patriots.
It's probably what they need because you got to think about your quarterback, man. It's second year, you want to see some success.
Yeah, you don't want him to get killed. So
you don't, but this makes it easy for me.
Because you're going to
number
Mason
5
Graham.
For the Jags, Mason Graham.
I know. No, I knew you were gonna do that there.
That made it incredibly easy. Now I'm curious what you do here at 6th, the Raiders.
Yeah. Okay, so 6th overall, Raiders on the clock.
Now I'm curious where you go with this because, listen, they brought in Geno Smith.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast, but Ashley nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit, and by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on, and it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation, or innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first 2 orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Right, and they said that's our guy at quarterback.
They paid him, too.
Well, they did, and I like Geno. I'll be honest with you, in 2022, I don't think a lot of people realized it. He was the most accurate quarterback completion percentage in the NFL, like 69%. Yeah. The guy's accurate. It's you look at him, he's still the worst quarterback, or make a – actually, you know what? I'm putting him ahead of Bo Nix. He's still barely ahead of Bo Nix. Actually, man, he's more proven than Bo Nix. Bo Nix still needs to prove it, so he's the third best quarterback behind Mahomes and Herbert. But to me, they need offense, so I'm curious where you go, because I'm curious where you go.
I'm kind of leading Ash and Jen.
There you go. That's where I thought you'd go.
I think they're going to go
around. I'd do the same thing.
Because you think about Pete Carroll, you think about what he likes.
But keep in mind, he's a defensive guy.
He's a defensive guy, but he still is old school, and he's going to want – and you know how the league is now.
He loves to pound the ball, except for on the one-yard line in the Super Bowl against the Patriots when you hit Marshawn Lynch. Then he throws a damn pick.
I think he wants to make it as easy as possible for his quarterback, and I think one of the big things that the Raiders had last year with Jacobs not being there, the run game just wasn't very effective.
Yep.
Go get you a running back. It's not where I would go if I were a general manager looking
to build that offense
team.
Up. To me, the Raiders still need that wide receiver too.
And I do.
They have that tight end, Brock Bowers. That was a home run last year.
And I thought about Ted Earl and McMillan, but I think if you've got a running back that you really like that you can run a lot of play action with, it makes guys like Bowers.
Hey, they might be Luther Burton still sitting there in the second round when the Raiders
maybe
on the clock.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with Ginty here at sixth overall to the Raiders.
Number seven with the J-E-T-S freaking Jets. I got to build their offensive line, man. I hate to do this, man. I hate to see Mizzou dudes go over there.
Here you go, Mimbo.
I'm going Armon Mimbo over there.
I thought, you know, as I thought that might be where you would go here, especially because their tackle situation hasn't been great. And
I mean, they need a lot of stuff.
They need a lot of stuff.
Bulking up that offensive line is a good start to build your foundation.
Yeah, so I agree with you on that. Armon Mimbo, right tackle out of Mizzou. Going to the Jets at seven overall. So now we got the Panthers on the clock. This is easy. Ted Earl McMillan, wide receiver out of Arizona.
So it's easy for you there.
It's easy for me.
Because I'm curious, Scott. I might have gone Jalen Walker.
And here's the reason why I would go Ted Earl McMillan.
Well, I like the pick. It was Bryce Young.
You got your young quarterback in Bryce Young, who's coming off of a good second half of his second season in the league. So now you got to think about it this way if you're the Panthers. We got our quarterback, and now we need to surround him with as much talent as we can so that we're good. We know our offense is going to be set up, and then we can build the defense up.
I mean, seriously, this is a Carolina Panthers team. The funny thing is, yes, they showed some improvement last year, and Bryce played. I like Bryce Young. I'm glad he had a good season for him. But that is a team that went out and spent the most money in free agency last year. Like, again, what I'm saying is it doesn't always pan out that you're doing well.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine. That'd be a great pick for him. I think see him mocked anywhere, but a Tyler Warren with that offense, come on.
I think that Ted Arroyo is more pro ready right now.
I'm with you on that.
And I also think, like, getting him for that fifth year is going to be real big for him because it means that they don't have, because, you know, these. It's going to be a while for them to pay the market
here?
Value. So I'm going to go Ted Arroyo.
You know what?
Here.
The Cowboys are sitting there at 12, though. Now that Ginty's gone and Ted Arroyo, they're like,
I know they would be, but it might motivate them to take a Marvin Hampton. So, yeah, I'm going to go Ted Arroyo McMillan here, eighth overall to the Carolina Panthers.
Okay. Well, ninth overall.
Saints are on the clock.
Okay. Things have changed for the Saints. Obviously, Derek Carr looks.
Look, he might not play this year.
Not play at all. Not that it matters, as I tweeted out the other day.
Yeah.
I said they just went from an 8-win team to a 6-win team.
Yeah.
I mean, it's essentially what they did. Yeah. Very, very average team.
Yeah.
I know a new coach and everything else. Shadur Sanders. If they're that worried about quarterbacks, since Shadur didn't go earlier, Shadur goes here. This is a quarterback-hungry team, but I would go Shadur here.
If he's there, I agree with you. Okay. Shadur is absolutely going to go here. They've been telling people that they're leaning quarterback anyways, if Shadur were there. So, yeah.
Well, Kellen Moore combination with Shadur, I think that really helps him out in the future. You got this offensive mind with Shadur. But like I said, if they're, you know, even with Carr there, bring in Shadur.
Yeah, because Carr's not a long-term solution. Yeah. So, Bears on the clock at 10 overall. This one's interesting.
Is it? Okay, yeah.
This one's interesting because I think they're kind of in a position where they can go best available. And, I mean, if they want to, they can get a little exotic if they want to. I'm kind of looking at this scenario, and I'm looking at it. We got Jahdae Barron, we got Tyler Warren, Malachi Starks, Jihad Campbell, Mike Green. And out of those guys, I'm kind of leaning towards Malachi Starks. Because I think Malachi is great safety, and I think they're absolutely going to hit on offense a lot in this draft. But out of those guys that are sitting there in the Bears position, Malachi Starks, I think, get a big-time playmaker on defense. And you know you don't have to worry about – like, you know – like, it's like, to me, I think Malachi, I think of, like, he – not quite Eric Berry type impact, but he's a that type of guy where he can make plays in the passing game, in the running game. And I think you immediately can throw him in there, and he's going to be an impact player on your defensive side, and you know you got a dog there. So I'm leaning towards Malachi Starks at 10th overall.
Okay.
So I'm going to take that. And now you've got the 49ers at pick number 11.
Man, this could be a lot of things because they need a lot of things.
They need a lot of things.
I mean, again, it's going to come down to this because that window – You know, you go a line here. Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant, as we all know. Well, guess what? You missed that window. You had to beat the Chiefs. That window is going to start closing when you're going to have to pay your quarterback. And they're going to pay. Do you go offensive line or you go defensive line? Because I think they need both.
I think they also need a corner, too, because Charvarius Ward, he's
They gone. Do. Yeah, I mean, this could be a spot for Jahdae Barron.
Yeah, this would be a good spot for Jahdae Barron.
You know,
I think Will Johnson. I think Mike Green.
Mykael Williams on the edge, on the other side of Bosa.
Yeah, Mykael Williams is another option, yeah.
Jalen Walker. We haven't gone Jalen Walker, have we?
We have not gone Jalen
Walker. Here's Jalen Walker.
All right.
You know what? Nah, I'm going to go with more solid defensive line. I'm going straight defensive line. I want to do that, but I'm just looking at what they might need. I do want to do my dude here, but I'm not going to give him that. God, it's almost too early, but Kenneth Grant's a guy I like, but I think it's too early for him. Have we gone? We haven't gone. Let me go ahead and go. Nolan Smith. Let's do what they do best, or Jalen Walker. Let's do what they do best.
It's the second time you've
said Jalen Walker. I know it's in my brain. Let's go to Jalen Walker.
He is a Nolan Smith type, so yeah, we'll go Jalen Walker, edge rusher out of Georgia, going to the 49ers at 11 overall.
Because they need so many different things, you can't really go wrong.
It's hard to pick one. That's why I think like they're also a best available type team.
Yeah.
So now you've got the Cowboys on the clock at pick number 12. I mean, you can go running back. You can go receiver. You can go interior offensive line. One guy that jumps out to me, though, with Ginty off the board here, Jihad Campbell, linebacker out of Alabama.
Do everything.
He's a guy that he can do everything. He can play traditional linebacker. He can also rush the passer. And I do think they're going to pay Micah Parsons, but add Jihad, who was a Parsons type, to the defense. And all of a sudden, now you got a nice pairing there. You have him on 5 years because you got that fifth-year option. And he's basically a Parsons type of pass
rusher. Listen, that makes too much sense. But I don't think the Cowboys are going to use sense when it comes to this. We've been screaming running back for the last couple of years with this team. This is their chance.
Yeah, I agree.
Obviously, they're mad that Ginty's gone.
Yeah.
If it was me, I'd go Marian Hampton. But you do what you got to do.
I'm going to go Jihad.
Because I think this makes more sense for him, don't get me wrong.
I agree with you. And that's the thing. Is like, I want to go – I thought Hampton first. But, like, Jihad to me is, like, he's such a freak athlete. I think it'd be hard – without Ginty on the board, it'd be hard for Jerry Jones to pass him up. So, I'm going to go Jihad at 12th overall.
He did recently say – well, he said it a couple years ago. He says he has the brain of a 40-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. So, right. 13th overall, we've got the Dolphins on the clock here. I mean, I think the easy one is Jahdae Barron because of the Jalen Ramsey situation.
Yeah, the Jalen Ramsey situation makes Jahdae.
You got Tyler Warren there, though. They have Jonnu Smith. Mike Green's there.
See, I'm thinking offensive line though with him too, like Kelvin Banks.
O-line is because Teron Armstead he retired. So
Kelvin Banks would be kind of what I'd be looking for. The Jalen Ramsey thing's interesting though. But
I think you can get corner later.
But go ahead and go Kelvin Banks.
Kelvin Banks, tackle out of Texas. Okay. All right. So now we are at 14th overall. We got the Colts, Tyler Warren. Easy for me.
It is a home run.
Yeah, home run. Tyler Warren, tight end out of Penn State.
It's just a better version of Dallas Clark.
Exactly, yeah.
Don't get me wrong, Dallas Clark was a good player.
He's awesome.
This player is revolutionary.
I think he's more athletic than Dallas was. But yeah, you know, that's probably the biggest AFC's gonna be for him.
I know Kelsey's getting long in it too. It's going to be gone. AFC's going to belong to Bowers and Tyler Warren.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys are going to be really awesome. So now we got the Falcons at 15th overall. I mean, the easy one's edge rusher.
Let's stay in the state of Georgia. Michael Williams out of the University of Georgia.
Edge rusher out of Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, it just makes sense. You know, Georgia guy going playing for the Falcons.
Don't have to go that far. Makes a lot of sense there. I like Michael a lot. And I think he might be Raheem Morris's style of edge rusher anyways. So now we got 16th overall with the Cardinals. I think this is where you see Jahdae Barron come off the board here. I think they're going to want to – Jonathan Gannon's been there for a little bit. Their defense hasn't been that great. And Jahdae Barron, good big physical corner, can play on the outside there. I think he's going to want that in his defense. So I'm going to go Jahdae Barron, the corner out of Texas. So 17th overall, the Bengals.
Okay, trip when I'm going up to hand my card in. Another team, the Seahawks jump up and turn the card in. It's happened before, by the way.
Yeah,
I don't want to give the Bengals anybody. Well, here's the thing with the Bengals. They got to work on their defense. I'm not going offense. Yes, the offensive line needs work. They got to go defense. Now they shouldn't have paid T. Higgins that money. Give Jamar Chase what he wants. Yeah. You can't have everybody. They should be focusing on Trey Hendrickson, to be honest with you.
The three names that jump off that are available, Mike Green, edge rusher out of Marshall.
And I really like Mr. 17.5 sacks last year.
Donovan Ezeruaku, the edge rusher out of Boston College.
Love him, too.
Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle out of Michigan.
You know, if they were going to go safety at this point, like Nick Emanuore, because safety plays always been huge.
That's
in
an option too, and they've really missed Jesse.
They have, man. That's been a prime position for what they are. But having said that, I'm going to go Green. I really, really like Mike Green.
I think he's best available.
And if they bring back Hendrickson, that is because you lose Sam Hubbard.
Yeah,
I mean, not that he was great chase, but he was above average player.
He was decent.
Yeah, so. They got to work on the defense.
Yeah, Mike Green, edge rusher out of Marshall at 17.
Led the nation sacks last year, by the way.
Yeah, he was really good. He was really, really good. Definitely, like, Senior Bowl week, best pass rusher. Like, you could see it there immediately. Like, okay, this guy, he's got something. So, Seahawks at 18th overall. This one is interesting because I think the easy one, you could look at, like, offensive line, defensive line. But
defensive-minded head coach.
Right. But the one thing that is interesting is that they traded away DK Metcalf. And so I think a guy like Matthew Golden would be an interesting pick for them because they really, really need their offense. Like, as much as you're like, yeah, defensive guy, you really need some weapons aside from Jackson Smith and Jigba to throw the ball.
One Lockett and stuff like that's gone. So.
Right. Like, your two best receivers, well, your first and your third best receiver are gone now. So it's like,
I'm with you, and that's a good pick by you.
So, yeah, okay. So Matthew Golden,
wide receiver. Well, you can pick whoever you want to, but I totally agree with you.
Out of Texas, going 18th overall to the Seahawks. So now the Bucs are on the clock at 19.
Nice. See who's still available. I'm getting that point where so many players going in there.
So you got Will Johnson, you got Luther Burden, you got Donovan Ezeruaku, you've got Kenneth.
I'm gonna
Grant.
Go Donovan Ezeruaku here. Yeah. For Boston College.
Yep.
Love what he brings to the table, man. This guy.
And they need some edge rush help too.
Yeah, they do. You know what though? But that's kind of the bread and butter and what makes them good.
Right. Yeah. They are a team that typically has really good defensive lines. So Donovan Ezeruaku, the edge rusher out of Boston College. So now we
He was close to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ooh, God, what was his total numbers last year? I can't remember his total sack numbers, but it was impressive.
Yeah, I think it was like 13, 14, something like that, almost 15.
I don't think he's very far behind Green.
Yeah, he wasn't that far behind him. So we got the Broncos at 20th.
I'll check that right now.
I think this one. So you got a couple options here. I think you could go Burden.
He was number four.
Mm-hmm. And I think you could also go Amari and Hampton.
We haven't gone Hampton yet, yeah.
And I'm kind of leaning towards Hampton because what's his name? Sean Payton, old school type of coach. He runs West Coast. You run West Coast, you got to be able to run the football. You got to have a running back that is more of a three down guy. And I think Hampton is. So I'm going to go Omarion Hampton, running back out of North Carolina, here to the Broncos at 20th overall.
Oh, by the way, back to Donovan, just he was second behind. He was one half stack behind Mike Green. So they were very close, very close.
So Steelers on the clock at 21.
This is interesting because, you know, do they get –
I hope it's not, you're talking about a quarterback.
I'm thinking Jackson Dart, man.
But
they got to, though, man.
They don't have to in the first round.
And look, Rodgers going to go there. You know what I mean? So now
Rodgers will sign with them.
Well, I don't know, though. Now the Saints come calling. Now the Saints come marching in for Rodgers.
No, he's 100% going to. The Saints are not going to. He doesn't want to go.
Jackson Dart, Steelers.
You're going to go Jackson Dart,
Steelers. I'm doing it, man. I don't want him. I'm doing it. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
I think if they go quarterback, I actually think they're going to take Jalen Milroe over Jackson.
They do like Milroe.
They like Milroe.
They do like Milroe. Both of them got some issues, man.
All right, so we're at 22nd overall here. 22nd overall. I'm going to go for the Chargers. I'm going to go Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle. obviously Michigan kid, Jim Harbaugh. And not only that, but like Kenneth Grant, space eater in the middle of the defensive line. Harbaugh's an old school, got to dominate the line type of coach.
And seeing some of these good guys, it's all about defense this year. Last year, took the 14th pick with Laiatu getting picked?
This will be a
defense. We had 8 offensive linemen in the first round, 7 receivers in the first round. All right.
Packers on the clock at 23.
23. Man, I hate to do this.
You're going to go Burden? You're gonna go Burden. I knew you. I almost did Burden.
I hate to do this, but it makes too much sense. Luther Burden. I hate to do this, though, man.
I get it.
I know that this he fall to the Chiefs, but you know it is what it is.
I almost picked Burden with the Chargers. So.
But they need a receiver.
They do need a receiver. But I was like,
see, right here, the Packers are glad.
Yeah,
the Chargers. They're sitting there.
They're wiping sweat off their forehead when they see Kenneth Grant come across. Yeah. Get announced by Goodell.
I hate to do it, man.
So 24th overall, we got the Vikings. Will Johnson, how he fell this far in our mock, I don't know.
Now
we're
Will
Johnson. Yeah, 100%. So now we got the Texans at 25th. You got Josh Simmons, you got Emeka Egbuka, Walter Nolan, James Pierce, Colston Loveland. I think Simmons is the easy one here because you just traded Laremy Tunsil. If Simmons is a left tackle, you'll find out. If not, you move him into guard. You need guards anyways. So I can see Simmons go here.
I see that too. Where did is Tyler Booker off the board yet?
He's not on. He's still available.
He's still available. He's a guard though.
Yeah, he's a guard, and I think Booker will be there mid second round if they want to take him.
I know. I think our GM has a problem with Ohio State guys, but I don't think the Houston Texans do.
No.
Josh Simmons,
tackle out of Ohio State, going to the Texans.
It's really one of the few issues that shore up.
Right, yeah, right.
You got to work on CJ Stroud there.
You got the Rams on the clock at 26. And this one's interesting. I'm leaning towards Emeka Egbuka, the wide receiver out of L.A. out of Ohio State. Great slot receiver. You got Devontae, who's a traditional.
Yeah, Cup's gone, so
you just let go of Cooper Kupp, who's up in Seattle now. But you know, again, he's old.
If we're doing trades, this is where I would be the Chiefs trading.
Oh yeah,
Derek
Carmen. This would be.
This
the
is
team.
Where I would hop down.
This would be the team
Derek
I'd
Carmen.
Be called. I would be hitting them up.
Yeah, if we were doing trades, which we're not.
Yeah,
I agree that we shouldn't do them, but this is where I do it.
But I think Emeka Egbuka gets you a slot receiver, keep your offense going there. And make sure that remains a strength there. So Emeka Egbuka, wide receiver out of Ohio State, goes to the Rams at 26. Ravens are on the clock at 27.
Gosh, I would go offensive line like Josh Connerly. He's still there, but you know what?
Grayz Abel here.
Grayz Abel's
still
there too.
And I actually, here's the thing: is like they probably need guard more than they need tackle.
I'd go Tyler Booker here.
You gonna go Tyler?
I'm going Tyler Booker, the guard out of Alabama.
Okay.
I think he's the best guard in the draft, unless they declare that Mimbu is a guard, because I think he's going to be a better one, but I think he's going to play tackle.
I think Zabel's the best guard, but I think Booker's right.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Zabel might be the best center.
He might be.
Yeah.
I think he's a better guard than he is a center, but he might end up playing center.
He might be the best center, yeah.
So we've got Tyler Booker, guard from Alabama, going to the Ravens at 27. 28, we got the Lions on the clock here. Man. I think this one is easy. Grayz Abel, guard out of North Dakota State.
Yeah.
They're a team up front. You got to win. You got to protect your quarterback. Grayz Abel, I think.
Dan Campbell gets it.
Yeah. I think he's the best guard in this draft class. So I'm going to go Grayz Abel, guard out of North Dakota State. They list him as a tackle on here, though. So Washington at 29.
Okay. Here we go. Where do they have Egbuka on there?
We already took him.
Oh, you already took him. That's right.
26 to the Rams. So now the top five players, Walter Nolan, James Pierce Jr., Colston Loveland, Shamar Stewart, Derek Harmon.
Nolan.
Walter Nolan?
Okay. Walter Nolan.
Yeah, I agree with that as well.
I think he's too good.
He's just too good.
I really like him and Derek Harmon a lot in the interior defensive line. But, I would have gone Egbuka here, but he's off the board.
Yeah. So now we got the Bills at pick number 30.
Now, this is interesting because they kind of always need what the Chiefs need.
Yeah.
Pretty much they need it.
It wouldn't shock me if they decided we're going to take who we think the Chiefs are going to take.
I'm with you on
shock
that.
Me, but actually, I
see him going Derek Harmon.
I don't think they're going to do that. I actually think it's going to be James Pierce Jr., the edge rusher out of Tennessee.
Okay, Bosa comes in. A lot of injury concerns.
But he's injured. He's
Von old. Miller's gone. He comes in. Wide receiver still, I think, a need they have.
I think so, too, but I think you can get that day, too.
But Matthew Golden's still sitting there, though.
No, he's not.
Oh, he's not?
We took Golden already.
So we've taken four receivers.
Golden's off the board.
Okay,
Golden
I forgot about that.
The Seahawks.
I forgot, yeah. Golden's
so,
Seahawks,
yeah, right now, the top
of because Burton's gone, McMillan's gone, Egbuka's gone.
The top available wide receiver is Aya Manor, and I don't think
they're not going to. So they're not going
I think James Pierce Jr. here, just because I think you like I said, you got Rousseau on one side, but
the Chiefs are sitting there going, all right, you do what you got to do because we still got Skorton available. We still got Derek Carmen.
And the Chiefs aren't going to take. They're not going to take James Pierce Jr.
No,
that's not their guy. So I'm going to go with James Pierce Jr., the edge rusher out of Tennessee, going to the Bills at pick number 30.
Oh, by the way, in the top 30 visits, Chiefs brought in Miami's running back Martinez.
They've yeah, I saw that yesterday. Yeah. Chiefs on the clock.
Chiefs on the clock.
Number 30.
Let's go.
Colson Loveland, Shamar Stewart, your guy Derek Harmon.
All right, it's going to take 0 seconds. No drama. Derek Harmon. Run the damn card up because I'm not going to because I'm slow. Derek Harmon, Kansas City Chiefs. Waited. Just hoping he'd fall. But if you're sitting there, if you're the Chiefs, and you're thinking, all right, we got Skorton still available, which I like. We got Derek Carmen and some quality players. Still, this board would fall nicely for the Chiefs. This is what you want.
That would be perfect. If Harmon's there at 31,
this is what you want.
I'm very happy about that. And then at 32 with the Eagles on the clock, I'm going to go with Colston Loveland, the tight end out of Michigan. I think it's a great value here. You use him like a wide receiver. I really like Colston.
It just fits what they need. It's what they are.
Another playmaker on their offense.
Playmakers. Because last year they went heavy on playmakers on defense.
Yep. So, just to recap. Cam Ward, first overall, going to the Titans out of Miami. Travis Hunter going to the Browns from Colorado. Then, for the Giants, you've got Abdul Carter, edge rusher, Penn State. For the Patriots, tackle, probably more than likely a guard, Will Campbell out of LSU. The Jags, Mason Graham, defensive tackle, Michigan. The Raiders, Ashton Jeanty, running back from Boise State. The Jets take an Armand Mimbu, tackle out of Mizzou. At 8, you got the Panthers taking Teteroa McMillan, the wide receiver from Arizona. 9, Shedeur Sanders, quarterback, Colorado, going to the Saints. The Bears will take Malachi Starks, safety out of Georgia at 10. At 11, the 49ers take Jalen Walker, linebacker out of Georgia. Which we did not. Did we have Mikael Williams going? I don't think we did. No, we did. We did. At 12, I took Jihad Campbell, linebacker out of Alabama, to the Cowboys.
Guy can do everything, man.
Just like do him. Everything. He's an athlete. 13, Kelvin Banks Jr., tackle out of Texas, going to the Dolphins. 14, Tyler Warren, tight end, Penn State, going to the Colts. 15, the Falcons taking Mykael Williams, edge rusher, Georgia. 16, the Cardinals taking Jahdae Barron, cornerback, out of Texas. 17, Bengals take Mike Green, edge rusher, Marshall. 18, the Seahawks take Matthew Golden, wide receiver, Texas. 19, Bucks take Donovan Ezeruaku, edge rusher, out of Boston College. 20, Omarion Hampton, running back from North Carolina, goes to the Broncos. The Steelers at 21 take Jackson Dart, quarterback, out of Mississippi. 22, the Chargers take Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle, from Michigan. 23, it hurts you real bad, but the Packers taking Luther Burton, wide receiver, from Mizzou. 24, the Vikings taking Will Johnson, corner, out of Michigan. 25, Josh Simmons, left tackle, out of Ohio State, goes to the Houston Texans. Yeah,
get these guys off the board. Yeah. All these mockers. Oh, for the Chiefs. Yeah.
26, the Rams taking Emeka Egbuka, wide receiver, Ohio State. 27, the Ravens take Tyler Booker, guard, Alabama. 28, the Lions take Gray Zabel, guard, out of North Dakota State. 29, the Commanders take Walter Nolan, defensive tackle, out of Ole Miss. 30, the Bills take James Pierce Jr., edge rusher, Tennessee. 31, the Chiefs take your guy, Derek Harmon, defensive tackle from Oregon.
Oh, by the way, I almost went Hairston for the Ravens.
Yeah.
It was almost, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. That makes sense, too. And then at 32, I've got the Eagles taking Colson Loveland, tight end out of Michigan.
God, it was fun.
That was fun?
I need a cigarette and I don't even smoke.
I enjoy doing these mocks. So that is going to be our official entry into the contest.
2.0.
That is our final full 32 mock draft. That is our first round mock draft 2.0.
Because we have the Chiefs at 2.0 too, but yeah. This is our NFL mock.
So if you think you could do it better than us, make sure you're down there at the landing up in Liberty next Thursday, the 24th. We'll be doing our live draft special there. We'd appreciate if you come down, support us. You can meet all the people who you listen to on the daytime shows on 96.5 The Fan.
And try those nachos, man.
It's a great place. I love that place. Very happy that we're going to be back there this year. And, yeah, like I said, make sure you can meet all your favorite hosts from 96.5 The Fan and try to beat us in our mock draft. That was our official entry for the first round of the NFL draft. For Jay Binkley, I'm Christian Osero. This has been the Character Concerns podcast for 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.